Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy. Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. Now, we have a message for our caring adults. Our podcast is now available on Amazon Alexa. Download the Be Calm on Awe Island skill now and say, "Open Be Calm on Awe Island." Alexa will ask you whether you want to listen to the latest episode or one of your favorites. While you're on our Alexa skill page, we'd really appreciate a 5-star review. Thanks for listening. Now, on with relaxing.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. First, set your listening buddy to your side and let's take 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, you are going to think about how your body feels in Earth. It is all pretend, so you are very safe. You will start by thinking about your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your Earth. It is a warm and cozy beach. The sun is shining on the sand, causing each grain to sparkle. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about and focus on your feet. You place your feet in the sand. Do you feel the soft grains of sand slip in between your toes? Gently rubbing your feet? Does the warm sand tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the sand hug your feet and breathe like a dragon in and out. Next, think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the sand support them. Sand surrounds and hugs your legs tight. Do you feel a comforting squeeze from the kind earth? The warmth of the beach draws you in deeper. Now, focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax down into the sand and breathe like a dragon in and out. The soft beach supports you and gives you a big teddy bear hug as you lie back slowly. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the grains of sand to fall between them. Your hands relax and sink down into the safe, warm sand. Now, think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the sand gently surround your arms as they slowly sink down. Focus on your shoulders. Let them settle down into the warm sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The beach will hold your shoulders gently and give you a nice, cozy hug. Think about your neck. Is it long and loose? Feel the sand support your head like a pillow as you lie back on the cozy beach. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort and relaxation as the sand gently warms and cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze circles your face and you relax even more. Warm sand covers your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck like a cozy blanket. Relax and feel the earth hug you tightly. As you continue to relax in the cozy warm sand, let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is The Sparkling Engine. Emily and Billy walked with their dad along the quiet path in the woods. Sunlight filtered through the leaves of the trees, creating spotlights along the way. Emily danced from one to another, pretending she was a star. Billy smiled at his sister's sparkle and joined in the dance, hopping into sunbeams opposite Emily. The two weaved back and forth across the path. Billy loved these quiet walks with his dad and little sister. A gentle rustling sound filtered through the leaves of the trees as the breeze circled the family. Billy, Emily, and their dad all stopped and took a deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoying the fresh air. Billy heard a rustling sound and looked around through the trees. Something green with a little bit of red gracefully disappeared from view. It looked like a dragon's tail. Billy started to ask his sister if she saw that. Then he realized she was still busy dancing, so she probably missed it. As they walked through the forest, their dad pointed out the different animals and plants. Billy and Emily saw squirrels, bunnies, turtles, robins, oak trees, and ferns. Every once in a while, Billy checked to make sure his favorite green train engine was in his pocket. Soon, the forest opened up to a sidewalk. They followed the sidewalk back to a street and saw train tracks ahead. Billy was excited. He might see a real live train. Would it be anything like his favorite toy engine? Emily beamed at her big brother. She was thrilled to see the train tracks too. Emily liked trains just as much as her big brother. "Shall we wait here a bit to see the train go by?" Dad said, pointing to a bench. "Yes!" Billy and Emily exclaimed. The three hikers took a seat on the bench and waited. There was a quiet hum in the distance. The red railroad crossing lights began to flash, and the crossing beams lowered, warning traffic to stop. The hum became just a little louder, and then they saw it. The train whooshed by. Billy was breathless, enjoying the breeze as the train passed him. He savored every detail he could. Sparkling like the night sky, the deep blue train rolled by. Proudly moving forward, the train continued on its journey. As the train passed, Billy had so many questions. First, he decided to take a deep dragon breath in and out. To help him think. "What did you think of the new train?" his dad said. "It was so sparkly and pretty," Emily said. "That's very special paint, Emily. That paint absorbs light and makes energy that moves the train. It's called solar power," Dad said. "Can it absorb the light from lightning bugs?" Emily said. "We'll have to look that up." "I don't think so," Dad said, smiling. "How does it work?" Billy asked. "Magnets hold the train to the track and pull it forward, backward, whichever direction it needs to go," Dad said. "That's why it's so quiet," Billy said. "Wow, will we get to ride it?" Billy and Emily asked. Their dad replied, smiling, "Someday, we'll go for a ride. Now, it's time to head home for dinner." They walked along the sidewalk to their home, talking about the brand new train. As their mom opened the door for the hikers, Billy and Emily began telling her all the details about the train at once. "Hold on, one at a time," she said. Emily told her how the train sparkled. Billy told her it was quiet because it was solar powered. At dinner, Billy and Emily shared all the details of their walk, especially the train. After dinner, Billy and Emily yawned. The excitement of the train had worn them out. It was time to get ready for bed. Emily stretched and went to her room. Billy stretched and hopped into bed. He nestled into his fluffy pillow, feeling cozy and warm, and thought of all he had to be grateful for. Billy was grateful for the walk with his dad. He was happy to have a sister who he enjoyed being with most of the time. Most of all, Billy was thankful his dad had shown them the shiny new train. Billy closed his eyes, gave himself a big hug, and then relaxed, wishing everyone a peaceful night. He took a deep dragon breath in and out, b- Billy took another deep dragon breath, calming his body in and out. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. His mind quieted, and Billy fell asleep. The sparkling train rolled past him in his dreams. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.